Hey, my 11s, how are you? Queen Cooley here. Thank you so much for being here. It is a full moon tonight. And right now it's a little bit late for me, but I really wanted to make you guys a video because you guys have been asking. There are going to be a lot of changes that you're going to be seeing because I'm working on some new stuff that I'm really excited about. And I just want you to know that I'm behind you guys. And I want you to know that I know that a lot of you are going through some stuff, trying to figure out which way is up, where you're going. You're unsure sometimes, and I'm here for you. So, thank you for watching. Thank you for being here. If you're an 11, I understand. And because I'm an 11 too. And you know what? We don't always have an easy walk, but you are gifted, supremely gifted. So please don't forget that. There are lots of different ways to work with me. Super quick. Everything's below in the description box, but you can work with me one-on-one. You can work with me through the Brave Academy, and then I'm working on the membership. So there's lots of different ways, and I'm here for you. Today, it's all about listening to your heart because I have been having a lot of questions about kind of my life. I'm going to roll something out, maybe one whole video on just a couple of key areas on how I have coped and learned and gotten through a lot of the things that you guys are going through. But if you don't know, I mean, I am a clear channel for God. I talk with God, I talk with archangels, I can talk with people and also animals, whether they're here or have passed. And I was born this way. And I always thought that this was a curse. And probably you think what you have as far as gifts is a curse as well. But I'm here to tell you that it's not. You are supremely gifted. And each one of you is really special. And if there's anything that I want you to take away, it's that you are amazing. And the faster that you can see how great you are, the better off your life is going to be. Because, what happens is your gifts are your gifts and they don't go anywhere, but you have free will. So if you say, oh my gosh, I can't deal with this right now, and say, nope, I don't want to deal with this, everything will be put on hold. You won't lose your gifts because you won't lose your birthright, but everything will kind of stay in the background until you're like, okay, I'm going to try again. But I'm here to tell you, I'd rather have you start trying now because the faster that you can acclimate them, the more strength and power you'll have. And it's all about standing in your power. So, what I wanted to start off with was I listened to something. I don't even know how I came across this. I was just going through stuff and I heard this and Words to Live By, I called it. This is not, I did not say this. Alicia Keys did. I don't know if you guys have ever heard this, but I wrote it down because I thought it was so amazing. And if you've heard it before, just bear with me. It's super short. But super awesome. And she said, we don't get what we ask for, we get what we believe. And what we believe about ourselves shows up in our energy. And it's how we walk into a room and it's how we communicate. And you can say, I don't deserve to be here in this room with everybody else. I mean, have you ever walked into a room or an office and thought, oh my gosh, there's so many amazing people here. They're so smart and I don't belong here, right? And it's intimidating. And it's whether we sit up straight or we sit in the back of the room. And at times, my own energy has been saying, I'm cool with having the bare minimum. Don't give me more. Without knowing it, I've stunted my growth because I was scared to be magnificent and doubtful that I was. I've embraced experiences I've never dreamed I'd have, and I've risen to some enormous moments, but there's still more I can do and other ways for me to grow. And as I keep relearning, it's okay to own a desire for more. And the two parts that got me were, without knowing it, I stunted my growth because I was scared to be magnificent and doubtful that I was. And then it's okay, I keep relearning. It's okay to own a desire for more because that totally resonates with me. I hope it does with you too. I was talking to one of my clients the other day, and it's like, as 11s, we are the overthinkers. Totally overthinkers, right? To the point where, we can overthink so much we don't even take action, but we think we did. That's how far down that rabbit hole we can go. So you gotta really pay attention to what you actually think in your mind and what you actually do. And if I was you, I am really starting to write everything down. Like, in other words, what actions did I actually take today? Because, as I said, we can overthink all day long, right? I can think about this 50 different ways, but actually doing it, executing and taking action, like actually making the video and putting it out, that's action, right? Or if you're a writer, actually writing and then putting it out there, you have to do both. You can't just do one, because I've got tons of downloads from the last 7 years, right? From God, from the archangels, from everybody that I've spoke with in the realms, but mostly God and mostly, yeah, the angels and my guides. And they're like, you can't sit on this, right? You've got so many stacks of books. It's insane. They're not just for you to hold on to and keep a lid on it. No, they're for you guys, right? So I'm going to start giving these out. And this is what I try to give to my clients too. Because it the crazy thing is, I can read you something from 4 years ago and it's completely relevant today. Why? Because it's timeless, right? It's like reading anything that you have from the realms. It's timeless. It doesn't matter when you read it. Whenever you read it or hear it is when you're meant to find it. That's when you need it the most, right? So if you're out there, and I think I spoke to a poet the other day on Instagram, if you're out there, I really want you to start taking action and putting yourself out there. If that's what you want to do, you want to express yourself, whether it's through music, whether it's through whatever it is, however you want to do it, through pictures, whatever it is, put it out there. Like, one of my clients is an amazing photographer. Amazing. Like, this guy is amazing, right? I mean, all my clients have gifts. One plays the guitar, she's amazing. Right? Another one is a queen and she's amazing and she's just getting her footing. It's like every one of you is so freaking cool. All that has to happen is for you to see it yourself. I'm getting goosebumps. And I'm the activator. That's what I'm here to do. I activate you. And you just have to see yourself as amazing. It's almost like the Matrix. I swear to God, it's like Neo. Neo didn't believe he was the one, but that's exactly why he was the one, because he didn't believe it. And that's how you are as 11s. You guys are the shit. You're a freaking amazing. But you have to believe that. And I didn't believe that for a lot of my life, right? I didn't. But each one of you has gifts. So don't be afraid to start letting them out, right? So, because if you're afraid and you don't put yourself out there and you don't take action, you'll never be who you truly were meant to be. And you'll never get to where you truly want to go. And then that's going to be a life that's not going to be as full and awesome as you want it to be. And nobody that I know wants to be on their deathbed and go, damn, I should have done that. Right? Because I don't want to be that person. So do it afraid, right? So I do have a little reading for you today. And this was given to me. Yes, this is 2020. Check this out. My father told me this, and he said, remember, knowledge is a mantle of knowledge, like a mantle around you, right? On your shoulders. And what does that mean? It means people will not always understand you. They will judge you quickly and sometimes wrongly. Just keep going. You have many protectors. And I just, when he said that, I saw huge wings on either side of me. And lucky for me, I can see angels and commune with them. But even if you can't, take my word for it, they're all real. I want to just stop here for one quick second. This is really important. If you don't know this, this is really basic. But if you don't know, I want to let you know and drop some knowledge on you. Let's pretend that you're playing football, soccer, whatever. You're on the field, okay? You're running, doing your thing, right? Your archangels, your ancestors, they're all around you. But they can't come on the field and into your life until you ask them. You have to ask them. It's spiritual etiquette. Okay. So that's why all the time, and you can do it many times a day, your team, right? Ask them to be with you. And it's this simple. Archangel Michael, please be with me now. That's it. Archangel Uriel, please be with me now. And I know that sounds so simple. How can that be? Really? Yep. That's how simple it is. And that's why I'm giving you the words to say. Archangel Michael, please be with me now. It's that simple. Ancestors, please be with me now. Totem animals, please be with me now, and see who comes forward, right? Because then they can come on the field with you and they can help you, and they will. And they don't just have protection, they have knowledge they want to give to you, because every one of you has a team. This is the stuff that we uncover when we work together one-on-one. You have a team of people to help you. You have archangels, you have totem animals, and you have ancestors, right? And this is what I call your foundation. It's one of the first things we do. Okay, so call them in. But with the mantle of knowledge, this is your gifts. People will look at you and misunderstand you. They will not always understand you, especially as an 11. And they will mock you. They will judge you wrongly. But keep going. Don't stop for anyone. Think about anybody that you think that's successful and amazing. Like, look at J-Lo. Like, I love her because she's the hardest worker in the room, or The Rock, right? Whatever. If anybody had told them that they sucked, and many of them have, they're like, I don't care. I'm going to keep going. Just keep going. Like, I think they asked her, like, what's your secret? She's like, I just keep going. And she's like, I audition far more, right? And I don't get parts. Like, for every one part that I do get, or every song that I get, like 20 I don't get. But that's okay, right? The other part of this was that God had said to me, all is in place. You have a plan. I have a plan, right? Trust me. You've sacrificed. You're still trusting me. Keep your faith high, right? I have placed protectors near you. Make your body strong. Make your mind strong. And when I created you, every one of you, I put special codes in your heart. I wove beautiful healing words like love, honor, family, God, integrity, trust, and selflessness. So this is something that I usually only tell my clients, but I wanted you guys to know this because it's really beautiful. Within your heart, God showed me that there are beautiful golden strands. And within each of those strands, right, are those words that he said, like love, family, honor, selflessness, right? Integrity, joy, abundance. So when your heart breaks, they say, like if you have a heartbreak over someone or something, or you lose someone, or you lose an animal, and your heart breaks, your heart never fully breaks because the strands are there. So you got to think of the strands like this, right? They're thin golden strands of light. Think about it. So even though they're broken on each side, the strand still holds them together. And then over time, they mend back together. So your heart will break, but it will never break and stay completely broken. It's never completely broken, right? And it's really beautiful. And I think that's really valuable because you are loved. And no matter what you believe, like I say, it can be higher self, whatever it is, Lord Shiva, whatever it is, it's still true that your heart can never completely be broken. You're an 11, you're special, you're different. You're different in a good way, a really good way. So a lot of people have been asking me, this is kind of funny, about kind of my life and how I get over things and how I turn pain into fuel. And like I said, I'll do a whole video on it, but I wanted to kind of give you guys maybe just a little something because it's about you guys, not me. But this you'll find useful. So I lived in a cold climate my whole life. You know, of course we had spring and summer and fall, beautiful East Coast. But the winters were tough. We had a lot of snow. If any of you guys know what a big snowblower looks like, I've had snow over the snowblower. I've had it up to the lights, like days where you couldn't get out for like 3 days. And I just don't like the cold. I like the beach. So anyways, 5 years ago, moved to the beach. If I can ever tell you one thing, go where your heart says. And that's the whole title of this video is go, you know, listen to your heart, follow your heart, because your heart knows the way. And I want to tell you about that in 1 second. But what happened was when I came down to where I am now, and now it's like really hot here, but that's okay. I met some people spiritually, and I was starting my spiritual practice, and I was just beginning, right? I was kind of nervous about it. You know, when you're first starting, you're nervous. So I met a woman, and she had a studio. This was before COVID. It was awesome. She said, yeah, come on in. We'll meet, whatever. So we did. And she was super cool, super awesome. She did Reiki. And she said I could rent out the studio anytime with clients. I'm like, great, awesome. And so she said, just, you know, want to make sure that you are who you are, that you truly can, you know, handle it. So, you know, how about you do a little healing for me? I'm like, okay. So I use light language, which is a gift, which is speaking in tongues. But I had never done it for a client. And so she's face to face with me. We're sitting down. She's face to face with me. She's like, okay, you know, yeah, I'm cool with the light language. I like it. So, you know, yeah, go ahead. Let's do this. You guys, I was so nervous. I was sweating. You know, when you get so nervous, you're like, holy cow, because I thought to myself, okay, I've had this gift since I was very, you know, young, a long time, but I've never used it on a client, although I'm ready to do so. But this was my very first time out loud, right? And I was scared, really scared, sweating scared. And I thought, okay, what if I reach for this and I can't do it? I'm like, that's stupid. I mean, I've had it for a long time. It doesn't make sense. You're just being silly. Actually being scared, silly. And so I was scared to death, and I started out and my voice was really shaky, but I did it. And the more longer I did it, the stronger I got. And by the end, I was happy. And I did it. And then she hired me and off we went. And that's it. And now I do it all the time. And it's no big deal. But I remember that first time. You're going to have gifts. And when your gifts start to come online, you're going to practice. But having them with somebody who actually it pays for you to use your gift can be daunting the first time or two. Because you're going to think, okay, they're paying me, so I have to perform. I have to give this to them, right? Just like anything else. Just like if you're a marketer or you're in sales or whatever, right? Or you're a doctor. But you know what? Your gifts are always going to be there. So my advice is do it scared, because I was scared that day, but I wasn't so scared that I didn't want to walk away and not try. Because worst case scenario, they won't be there, but that's not going to happen, because your gifts are your gifts. You're born with your gifts and they're not going anywhere. Okay. So just know in your heart and your mind that your gifts are always going to be there. Yes, you're going to be scared. You will be the first time or two, but after that, you're good to go. But that's like anything, right? Getting up and making videos is not always easy for me, but I do it because you'll get something out of it, I hope, right? And it's going to be just like that for you. So keep going. I want to encourage you, if you're scared, but it's a gift, use it. Keep going with it. Follow your heart. Listen to your heart, because your heart will never steer you wrong. I talk about the Heart Math Institute quite a bit. If you have never been online and checked them out, do go check them out. It's Heart Math Institute. All they do is, you know, stuff around the heart, research around the heart. But I'm bringing it up because the heart, a lot of people think, you know, the mind, the logical mind knows more and knows faster than the heart. And that's not true. It's been scientifically proven that the heart has a bigger space than the logical mind. Also that the heart knows before the mind does. So actually, the logical mind, as you know, will always try to keep you safe. So when you're trying something, if you're scared, it's going to say, yeah, you know, you shouldn't do that. Yeah, you know, it's too risky. Yeah, you could look foolish. What'll happen? Oh my gosh. What'll happen if you put yourself out there and nothing happens? What if you put a course out and nobody buys it? What if you put yourself out there in a video and nobody watches it? So keep going. Everybody starts out with nothing, right? It takes time to build yourself up, right? We all are here and we want to be there. That's going to be your whole life. You have goals, reach a goal, put another goal up. You're always going to be reaching, right? Make sense? But don't stop. Follow your heart and listen to your heart. Your mind is not your friend. Your mind does not want you to move forward. Your mind wants you to stay exactly where you are. Why? Because the mind only goes on the logic and what it's already experienced. Your heart goes on what's possible. The dream that you have in your mind and your heart, that's what your heart goes on. The logical mind can't do that. But this is really the key. If you don't know this, let me tell you, this is really important. Your mind, the one good thing is, your mind doesn't know the difference if you've already accomplished something or not. So I could tell my mind, oh yeah, I've done surfing a million times and I'm good at it. Yep. And I've never surfed in my life. But I could literally tell my mind that so much, my mind will actually start to believe it. That's a plus for you because you could be like, it's kind of the fake it till you make it. You can say in your mind, I've spoken in front of 100 people before. I can do this. Maybe you only spoke in front of 5 people. Right? But it's a way to get around it. So these are just kind of tips and tricks. So don't be so scared that you take yourself out of the game and don't try it all, because you, my friend, are gifted. You are an 11 and you're special. And here's the other part of this. You have dreams in your heart and your mind. And they were placed there because only you can accomplish them. I can't accomplish your goals and dreams. I can only accomplish what's in my heart. But you have to start moving towards your heart, right? And what it wants. So here's your exercise. Get in a really cool flow state, whatever it is. Put some music on, dance around the house, get in front of a really great, happy state, okay? And then take a pen and paper and start writing out a list of what you want to do if you don't know. And don't censor yourself. Don't think about it. Don't say, nope, that's not possible. I want to be a rock star. Nope, can't do that. Oh, I want to be a great writer. Nope, I can't do that. Oh man, I want to ride horses really, really well. Nope, can't do that. Costs too much money. Takes too much time. Trainer's too far away. Don't do that. Just write everything down. Just go. Brain dump. And then go back later and then pick out your top 3 or 4. And then you find out, okay, how do I do that? Okay. Because if you censor it, you'll never get anything on paper. And put down things that are, if they can be realistic or not realistic, who cares? Because really, to be honest with you, everything's realistic. You can accomplish anything you put your mind to, anything. So remember what Alicia Keys said, right? Without knowing it, I stunted my growth. Because I was scared to be magnificent and doubtful that I was. I think every one of you listening can relate to that, because I can. Stop doing that. Start saying, how can I do this? This is your one and only life. What do I want? What does my heart want? If you want to move to a different climate, let me tell you something. It's very underrated, because when you're in a climate that you love, you're much happier. I'm so much happier without the snow. I'm so much happier near the beach. Can't even tell you. Like, seriously. So what do you want? And then my advice is, even if you're afraid, if you have an opportunity, do it. Reach out to people. Say, hey, how are you? Some people are going to be like, eh, I'm not talking to you. And some people be like, yeah, how are you? How can we help each other? Let's collaborate. Because I'm kind of on a mission right now to stop making this stuff so serious, this spiritual stuff. It's so freaking serious. You guys, yes, it's heavy. Yeah, it's profound. But like, have a sense of humor. As an 11, I can't take everything so seriously. I can't. Because that's not who we are. Right? Remember, you have a knowledge and a mantle of knowledge, right? What does it mean? It means people will not always understand you. And they will judge you quickly and sometimes wrongly. Keep going. Just keep going. Don't sweat the small stuff, my dad always used to say, and it's all small stuff. All right, guys, I hope this helped. I would love to help you guys. We have reached over 2,000 of you guys, and I'm so thankful for each and every one of you. Don't forget to like, don't forget to share, leave a comment because I respond as much as I possibly can. And I want to work with some of you. So if you guys want one time with me, or if you want to go for months at a time because it's a process, or the Brave Academy, or if you're interested in the membership, let me know. There's a sign up. I'll leave all the links below. But this is the time. It's already July. We have a full moon tonight. I'm going out right after this. Amazing. Full moon. This is what I live for. It's July 3rd. If you're in the US, tomorrow's the 4th of July. And let's be thankful for all that we have. But it's time to make the next 6 months the best 6 months you've ever had. And I'm not just saying money. I'm talking experiences and fun. Like, let's do this. If your life is boring, if you're unhappy with it, if you're mad about it, change it. Let's go. You guys are amazing. To be honest with you, nothing can stop you but you. You're your own worst enemy. So just get out of your way. Make your list and let's go. Let me know what you put on your list. I want to know. Give me at least your top three. All right, guys. Hope this helps. I'm sending you lots of love. Talk soon.